Where were you?
Wow, hasn't been phrased quite that before. Originally, when we first started filming, is that better?
No.
We have the wrong mic here.
So the question was, where am I in the film or in the family? I'm the oldest son, but while we were doing the film, I was originally in the first round of filming, but as my family's stories in that year unfolded, they were way more pressing than a film about a filmmaker coming home to deal with his family. So we just felt that the real compelling stories were the lives my family lead, on a daily basis. So that's what we chose to present.
And were there any other family members who declined to be in the film?
Everybody who is in the Mohawk Valley, the immediate family, is in the film. My sister was at first wanting nothing to do with it, and then she got jealous of the attention, so she allowed herself to be filmed.
Which one is she?
Donna.
Okay, let's talk about the artistic approach. Reconciling the visuals, which was just really beautiful, with like really raw content. How did the two of you as co-directors bring together like one vision, and were there any complications since this was about your family?
I saw Donald's photographs for the first time a long time ago, and his photos they're very beautiful because they are often accompanied with text, and the text gives the viewer a much deeper understanding of the context of the photograph. So when we started out to try and make this together, it was about keeping the spirit of those photographs intact, which has more to do with the concepts of cycles and ghosts and hauntings and stuff like that. But from that point forward, you're making a verite documentary, so you can only do what you can do. I mean, life is unfolding in front of you, and you can only search for certain things, and then you have to let the rest go with chance, and I guess we were a little lucky here. So.
Also, the music in the film played a big part of it, and I think that became something that unified the more raw aspects and then the more poetic aspects of the film. So the music was written, we created the music before there was even talk of making a film, so it was something I think that we had in our minds during the whole editing process.
And yeah, I mean, there's a beauty kind of everywhere, I mean, just because the circumstances are dire doesn't mean that the sun shining into a window isn't beautiful, and I think the two can coexist personally.
Let's take some questions from the audience. Sure. Okay, right over there. We have one and then two.
What happened to Ruby?
Ruby is with her other grandmother, her father's mother, and Danielle has part-time custody of her. So she's doing all right. Watched what was happening to my family from a certain amount of distance. But that distance also, I think, allowed me to remain close to them, even when they aren't necessarily close to each other.
Has your family seen the film, and if so, has it helped open up any communication between any
We decided when we were doing the film that the family would have the final say on all the material, the final cut. If there was anything that they didn't want in public, it would be taken out. And luckily, they really responded very strongly to what you're seeing here. I don't know that the film has helped them communicate between each other, but my foster brother Chris, after seeing my mother, you know, the consequences of his actions, he decided he wanted to do something for her, so he got a GED. And Danielle is in a good relationship right now, and I can't really say if that's because of the film in any way, but she does seem to have grown up. So I think we caught her right on the edge of maybe growing up a bit. And Desi is just Desi. I think the film is really important to her because she's suddenly aware that there's a world outside the family. Like she, one of the times we talked to her, she said, well, according to the reviews, I'm the one who'll make it out. I'm the one who'll make it out.
Yeah. Any other questions right over there? I'd like to know if there's any place where people who are interested in viewing your photographs can see them.
They've been laying low while we were making the film, but there are links to my website and photo and short essay blog that I keep on the October Country Film website, and also all Mike's music video, short film, and his own experimental cinema work is all there on our website. And the stills from the film, too.
Did your dad say much about the movie?
He said, what was my father's response? My mother, after seeing it, said, that's a true movie, so she had a really, emotional and positive response. And I asked my father what he thought. He said, well, I didn't walk away. He liked it.
We showed the film at Woodstock, and this is the screening where Don and Dot, his mother and father, saw the film for the first time with an audience. And, okay, so Don, Vietnam War veteran, Woodstock, right? Setting, right? And afterwards, you know, people were asking questions, and then this person, a veteran, actually stood up in the back, and he just said, I just wanted to thank you for your service in Vietnam and in two Gulf Wars, and he just went white as a sheet. It was really kind of an amazing reaction, because he was thinking, you know, Woodstock. So, it's kind of amazing.
So I guess gun control is not really popular in that area.
I guess the answer would be no.
Have they noticed how much they smoke?
Everybody says it's a personal obsession of mine, but I just think that, I don't know, they do smoke in a beautiful manner, but... Yeah, they smoke too much, for sure. We actually would stay at their house when we were filming, obviously, and it's kind of amazing. It's hard to, we were banished to the basement many times to breathe.
So, this question's for Donald. For making, through the process of filmmaking, what new revelations did you learn about your family versus when you were doing photo essays?
The essays were first person, and they are very much my looking in on the family. And I always knew, I mean, Mike and I both knew immediately that my family is really articulate. I mean, I think no more articulate than your average family, but they do have certain way with words about their own circumstance, and a sense of humor that is kind of brilliant at times. It's heavy, but it's brilliant. And that really, once they were on film, then that, you know, suddenly they were somewhat abstracted from being family members, being characters, and all those qualities really seemed to, you know, really be strong, much stronger than I expected they would be up to. And in the process, when you come from a background like this, and you see an audience of this size or any size applauding lives that, you know, you've struggled with, and you carry a certain amount of shame inside yourself for, you know, this kind of fucked up background, it does something to you. The photo work and art film has always been a work of pride. That pride has really grown quite a lot in the last year. So that's been personally the best thing about this whole process for me.
We were actually working on another film together, and we were close enough to the region where we decided to go up and visit. It was the first time I'd ever met Dawn's family, and we just immediately hit it off and got along really well. And so I just pulled the camera out, and it sort of developed very, very naturally and very quickly from there. I mean, what you see on the screen is a result of going back four times for no more than, say, 6 or 7 days each time. And it was concatenated the first visit because we were, you know, hanging out with them and smoking and, you know, things like that. And then the camera came out, I think the second day. But they had a very natural response to the camera in a way that suggested to me that they had a story that they wanted to tell, that they wanted people to know about, that they were directing, really.
Danielle did an abortion. I thought that would be hard to get. What's the story there? No, it's not particularly difficult to get an abortion in America at this point. And Danielle was 18, so she had, you know, free legal right to make that choice. That is a family joke. Everyone also has the middle name that begins with an A. So my parents could sign their Christmas cards, the whole damn family. They can know people.
Well, I guess I'm gonna ask the last question, which was best posed by Desi. So, where do we get the DVD of this thing?
I don't know yet. we're working on it. Hopefully in the next couple months we're gonna know where it will be available. Yeah, but hopefully in the next couple weeks. So, if you go to our website, you can sign up for the mailing list and we can definitely get you a copy as soon as we're able to do so for the low price of $5.99.
$10 Canadian, people. Well, guys, thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow night at the Gotham. We are all going to be